The next case is 98522, City of Northwood, Ohio, versus Wood County Regional Water and Sewer District. Justice Resnick has recused herself in this case. We're pleased to have sitting in place Justice Resnick. Judge Roger Klein, who is a judge of the Court of Appeals in the 4th Appellate District.
A little. Between having the right to acquire a public utility and acquiring other public utility property?
Your Honor?
When we used to do that on the issue of whether we were going to start our own subdivision or water plant, competition with Toledo, or whether we were going to take over the gas company. Because they weren't doing right things. It was, you can acquire a utility and operate a utility. The question is, can a city like Sylvania, which is adjacent to Toledo, go into Toledo and acquire Toledo's lines?
The answer to that question, Your Honor, is probably not. And this court has decided the analysis of that issue under the City of Columbus versus Q. The starting point to answer the question is whether the power exists in the first place. We find the answer to that question, that is, whether the power to appropriate property on a political subdivision appears anywhere in the case of the Constitution. The answer is yes, syllabus 2 of the Village of Blue Act case. And that syllabus says that when a municipal corporation with a general power in the village needs to exercise that power with respect to property to another municipal corporation. The appropriation can go forward unless the proposed use either destroys the existing public use or interferes with the canon of construction, unless the power use of it is expressly authorized. So the Blue Act is saying, by adopting the prior public use factor, was whether the general power of the domain and appropriation to go forward as a public utility property, unless the proposed use either destroys the existing use or materially impairs it. What's different about this case, make it more compelling, is that Northwood operates under a specific, not a general power. The Constitution permits taking of any public utility by any municipality and the proposed use will maintain and not destroy the existing public utility.
You'll have to pardon me, but I've been involved in some really bad water wars over the course of 25 or 30 years. What if you acquire, and I know you say this is just hypothetical and couldn't happen. Trust me, it happens. You acquire, and then you decide to run a parallel line and cut off in the middle of the operating utility that line because it's now your property.
Right. Northwood cannot do that. And there are three reasons why Northwood cannot do it. I think the most important reason is that the state police power would forbid Northwood to take an act that would have such a dramatic effect on the operation of the district downstream.
That's true, except you own the property.
We own the property. We don't have the right to use that property in such a way to deny a property right of another entity downstream. The Constitution would forbid that kind of an act.
So you're saying that eminent domain, well, you wouldn't do it the day after you acquired the property, not you, but anybody wouldn't do it. You're saying that you can acquire the property by eminent domain, gives you absolutely fee simple interest, and then there's an encumbrance on that fee simple interest?
No, Your Honor, saying that, Northwood cannot.
That's an encumbrance.
Water and sewer flow.
That's an encumbrance.
Well, then I accept your proposition to encumbrance. And there's another reason. It's an issue that goes to the record evidence in this case that shows the proposed provider agreement with the city of Toledo and Oregon requires Northwood not take any steps to repair or change flow of water through those lines, or else they're going to be in violation of the agreement. So I would throw this question back. If Northwood, the question is whether Northwood can do this. Can Toledo do it? Can Oregon do it? Even the cities of Rockford and Perryburg, which own their own systems, Truewood is an interconnection currently in the business. Can they do it? The record evidence shows it's never happened before. And Northwood would submit that the Constitution and the courts of the state would not permit a public municipality to take any action that would impair the property interest of another municipality in the manner in which the garage was raised on that side. The Ohio Constitution expressly provides the authority to take any public utility, having established, Your Honor, that the power exists to take the property of another municipality. The question remains whether that power can be exercised here. In City of Columbus versus Peter, this court held that there are cases where the Article 18, Section 4 power of the municipality will give way or yield to the exercise of state police power in certain circumstances, but not in everything.
Do you know how the water gets to the Chrysler plant?
The water gets to the Chrysler plant through the lines that it originates through what plant in Toledo, Ohio.
That's correct. Because Governor Rhodes called me one day and said, you will do this. So now we've got the lines all the way from Toledo at the border, there on whatever that road is now, I guess, all the way through Northwood to the Chrysler plant. Can you appropriate those?
The answer to that question, I think, would be no, but the answer turns on the analysis of Columbus versus City Peter, and here's why.
Okay, but before you do that, aren't you arguing here that you could?
No. Because what I'm arguing here, the distinction in this case, is that the lines at issue in this case are located wholly inside of the city of Northwood. We're not talking about incorporating lines outside the city of Northwood. And that is a material distinction arising in this case.
And if the line going to the Chrysler plant in the city of Northwood.
Well, under those circumstances,
you could acquire it.
Okay, the answer to that question would be, it depends upon how the Peter analysis works out. And here's why. Under Peter, this court says that in order to balance out the competing interests, you have to measure the extraterritorial effect of the exercise of the utility powers on one hand, as balanced against the interterritorial effect of the exercise of the police power on the other. Or your hypothetical, simply balancing out both Article 18, Section 4 rights. Where the exercise of the police power served to the plant or directly interfere with an intra-municipal right for Article 18, Section 4, this court has always found that police power would give way, and that was the holding of Canberra's compliance, one of the versus PCDL, one of the versus power siding, the village of Lucas case. This is a situation where the granting of Northwood's right to appropriate will permit both Northwood and the district to own and operate public utilities, and it will balance competing rights in principal planning. But to deny Northwood's right to this means that Northwood can never own or operate a system, and what's more, Northwood.
Stop you with that.
Where is the record? Our district itself prohibited from directing the appointment of this court entering the city of the city.
Declare that Northwood is not subject to the rules and regulations.
inspector's request to affirm their rights, hold their economic benefit, their rights, convert the Court of Appeals, convert the trial court, and back in person.
Thank you, Mr. Campbell. Mr. Collier.
District rendering public utility service and having to lie within geographic boundaries of the city. The city proposes to do is to take the heart out of the district operation, meaning transmission lines and line stations that have to lie within the geographic.
Do you have any indication that they're just going to stop the operation?
They will have, because this is a complete commission statement, they will have, if taking a self-complete dominion and control. Yes, there is evidence. Well, there is evidence that they
would
pay if
it does. Yeah, I understand that. I mean, that's what this suit's about.
Right.
They want to take it. Do you have any idea that they're going to suddenly go in and dig up 100 feet of the pipe and terminate it and then build their own system?
I think they will have to change and reconfigure the entire system in order to provide service, number one. Number two, we have no indication on the provider agreement between us and them, or between them and Toledo or Workham, and how this thing is going to work. There's no indication what price we would be able to continue to use those lines at, or under what circumstances, or under what terms and conditions.
But isn't this what home rule is all about? They have a charter, and they ought to be able to control the property within their own jurisdictional limits. Now, I recognize the pitfalls here and all of that, but how can a municipality ever plan to protect its own citizens and to contract with developers coming in if they can't supply water, if they've got to come and beg you or ask you?
The city of Northwood, Your Honor, is free at any time to construct its own utility facilities and enter into its own contract. It chooses not to do so, not because it's physically impossible, because it's cheaper for them to condemn our lines in order to accomplish it. That's the result that the Lulac case was specifically forbidding, not obtaining by eminent domain purely for the convenience
Well, but think about the sensibilities of that. What happens is if they go ahead and construct their own system ancillary to yours, they can also, under their charter, I would imagine, like it's every other charter, they can demand that their own people contract with them for water. Your lines become obsolete. And isn't it far more economical to do it the way they're suggesting so that they don't have to reconfigure everything rather than just put you out of business a different way? Because they could go ahead and do that, couldn't they?
First of all, there's no mistake in the main transmission.
Yeah, of course.
The main transmission service now. Yeah. With regard to the role, yeah, it would be in the part of that case, but otherwise they would perfect line to become voluntary agreement. That's not what they're proposing. They don't want just the local. They made it very clear in their briefs and their evidence of record that the local lines without the main mean nothing to them.
Well, you said that they would just purchase it. They made an offer to you and you rejected it.
They made an offer of $250,000 to purchase all of the main transportation lines, pump stations, everything within the geographic.
Maybe that was negotiable.
Well, this is a situation that should be the subject of negotiation between two political subdivisions.
Yeah, but they don't have any hammer to do that. You can thumb your nose at them and say, those are our lines, and you'll do what we tell you.
Their hammer is to do just what you said, and that is go build their own system. If they want to sit down and negotiate something like that, that's fine. As a matter of fact, we're negotiating with their department, the same circumstance. So we're talking about certain select local lines, and the suggestion is if you don't sell us those lines, we'll just go build our own, and that'll mean you've got your own pipeline. In that case, we've sat down with the subdivision and talked down. That's not the situation they have here. They want not just the local line. They want all the means in order to provide service. And they want to take over not just the partial safety, but complete dominion and control. This is the question. What is the policy?
Shouldn't we get to the constitutional provision and discuss that? Because that is, it seems to me, regardless of what we think about who should be doing what. It seems to me we have to answer the question whether the municipality here has the constitutional authority to do what it's supposed to do. And as I read the brief, I thought that the hang-up on Section 4 was the definition of person. And it seems, would you agree that if we define person to include a water and sewer district, that the city has the authority to do what it's doing?
Not exactly. I think there are really three levels of issues. The first issue is, what right or authority does the municipality have to damn property on another political association? That is the decision of the Court of Appeals. They found that the company or person does not become a political subdivision of the state. Even if you find that there is that right under the Constitution or applicable statute, the second inquiry then is the application of public purpose, or public prior use doctrine, which is that the limitation or still limitation on the right to appropriate if the property is dedicated to public use previously, and that taking will destroy or substantially appear. And then the third issue, I think, is even in that situation, where does the application of balance of justice come in? I think we're in a conflict with the constitutional authority of money and the statutory authority of the first county and now the district provides a service coupled with
the 35-year
service and $1 million of expenditure.
The constitutional authority would certainly supersede statutory authority, would it not?
Not necessarily. Under this court's balancing analysis, the court found that these are both equal and dignity, and they would engage in a factual balance of justice. I would note, Your Honor, that this case was submitted on summary judgment for the trial court in the law. If the court finds that there is a constitutional authority, then the application of the prior use doctrine and balance of justice would have to find the reason to remain.
I agree with that. The appellants have invited us to interpret or apply the word person in a broadest sense and then cite it, of course, to the common definition, I guess, in 1912 when this provision was added to the Constitution. Why shouldn't we do that?
First of all, under the Blue Ash case, the Supreme Court acknowledged general rule on prior public use doctrine, but then attempted to find some express or implied authorization, and held that with regard to Article 18, Section 4 of the Constitution, that there is no express language in that section to permit one municipality to appropriate property of another political subdivision, much less a right to appropriate and use such property for purposes inconsistent with the established use. So what the court in Blue Act eventually determined to solve that case was that Article 18, Section 4 does not provide a municipality with an express or implied right to appropriate property already dedicated to public use, much less a right to appropriate property inconsistent with that party. So the Blue Act case in part is already decided.
I thought Blue Act said you had to look at what the damage was. I thought that's the case that says you had to look at the damage or that would occur to the prior use.
Blue Act court went to the general rule first. And then determined that there would be an inconsistent use, tried to find some express authority, found its way back to the Constitution, said it's just not in the Constitution. The Court of Appeals went directly to the issue of rights and looked first to the Constitution and found that the company, definition of company for persons is non-conflict of political subsidy. There are a plethora of reasons why this court should not broaden that definition to include political subsidy. This is not an answer for the district. You have to interpret the case the way they want to interpret the case. That one municipality can take property of another municipality or a county or other subdivision, a township, whatever it might be. You have competing interests. And not only this, in this state, but all over the United States, the courts have said, we're not going to permit that unless there's very clear statutory authority for doing it. Because what will we have? We'll have one political subdivision attempting to exercise dominion and control of the essential elemental functions and assets of another independent political subdivision. And that's what we are, the independent political subdivision. And another reason, yes, for this court should not extend that definition to include districts is the General Assembly intended that we can't have political sovereignty. We have an independent right that we can make these decisions independent of municipalities. And we have one municipality which is now a member of the district for seven. That is, if you talk about a member of the board of trustees, but it's now a member of the district being able to dictate to each of these essential facilities the price and conditions under which they're used. And we will have destroyed the concept of the regional water and sewer district in Ohio. Under 5119, at the time of creation, any municipality who wishes to join, even if they're not in the original petition, may petition for the assembly of the district. Northwood not only did not petition to become a member of the district, they did not file any objections, which they also had a statutory right to do.
That's not required to maintain the bank that has agreement.
place, but as a matter of economic reality, even if they concede, we gave green lights that they have the power, and they concede, they're still going to have to sit down with you folks and work out and you would seem to have a much larger hammer than they have.
Again, the question, you've got the water, you have the means of disposing of sewage. Of the trees for diminishing control of these animals, it's not just water flowing through pressure. We're talking about financial integrity. We have millions of dollars of state, federal loans and grants that are leaves of which are put on this property. That issue needs to be taken care of. I think there's a real question of constitutional
that. That's all the price of art. Say, hey, you know, we've got to have to act because we have all of these obligations. So it's not going to be cheap. But don't, I think the partners' watches is all gone, but I gather in their belief, they're suggesting that they feel they're just trying to hold on economic development in their community because your organization hasn't been as responsive as they like to see to their.
Well, there's nothing in the record that we've been very responsive to their needs over the last 35 years. We've spent $1 million in money to do that. The point is, they don't like what we're doing at this point. They can either petition the district or the court for change, or they can build their own mine.
They can have their own monitoring, or they can constitutionally appropriate yours is what they're.
That's what they're arguing. Let me go back to that issue. I think the I would urge the court to consider the arguments we made on the constitutional space between the issue of home rule and the issue of political sovereignty in the state, because I believe whatever discussion in the grant of our belief in Section 4 that one political subdivision of the state should have any authority to condemn the property of another political subdivision just to not
thank you, Mr. Collier. Mr. Campbell, you save 30 seconds.
That counsel before we started, it's sort of a nose camp argument here at the end. If we say it is constitutional, may there be a great form of all kinds of political subdivisions have got lost to keep down their own their present office holders don't like the option of joining political subdivisions and just have chaos on both in terms of public subdivisions. There is no risk of chaos in the appropriate and reasoned application of constitutional framework. Municipalities have correct right language of the Constitution, any municipality makes any public utility, and that right can be exercised by condemnation in Section 7 of our legislation, Section 4. And the ability to exercise that right turns on, in each case, the back of the first act. So in that case,
let me give you a hypothetical, one of my colleagues here talking about my hypothetical sometimes, but Columbus has a voracious need for water. So they build reservoirs up in Delaware County. That's picked up with residents in Delaware County. Could the residents of some township say, okay, we're going to incorporate one. Now we're going to become